Hello, and welcome to the Creative Viz podcast, where we discuss topics in architecture, real estate development, and visual design. Today, I'm thrilled to have Elena Jackson with us. She is a director of sales and marketing for Peak Made Real Estate in Fort Worth, Texas. Welcome, Elena. Great to see you.
Great to see you. Great to be here. I'm super excited.
Oh, thank you. Well, tell me a little bit about what you're doing these days and how 2024 is going so far.
So, the director of sales and marketing at Peak Made, I oversee all of our strategy for all of our verticals. And right now, that includes multifamily, third-party management, student housing, third-party management, which is our flagship of property management, and then also our development company. So, I work hand-in-hand with Peak Development to get the properties launched with leasing, leased up for that initial year, and then from there, jump right into renewal season, things like that. So I oversee all of that strategy in conjunction with overseeing the sales arm of our blended sales and marketing team. So what that consists of is a group of regional sales managers. They split the portfolio four ways and oversee the execution of that strategy. So really cool, very rewarding stuff. This year, we are crushing it. Our portfolio is currently pre-leased at 82%, which is a really big deal because we've seen some really big rent increases across the board, just across the country. We have also recently taken over some Canadian properties. So that's super exciting to see us evolve and expand into Canada, one of which is a new development. And then the other three are stable student deals. So really busy at Peak Made, a really good busy.
That's great. You have your hands full, I can tell. Interested to hear, you mentioned that the sales and marketing groups are integrated. You know, everybody does this a little differently. Love to hear how that came about and what that looks for you on a day-to-day basis.
For the last 2 years, our sales and marketing support departments have been merged into one. But right before that, we were actually two separate teams. One focused on back of the house marketing items and then front of the house sales. So that regional sales manager team that I was talking about that I oversee, very much front of the house, client-facing position. It is the position that I held right before this one. So it's way more hands on the execution piece of things. 2 years ago, we decided because we can't have one without the other, we might as well go ahead and blend the team. So with that blend came my promotion into this role. And my direct supervisor's position into a senior vice president role of sales and marketing, which has been very beneficial because we're able to tap into each individual team member on the marketing arm of the team that has a very specific area of marketing that they are focused on, that they're able to partner with the front of the house sales arm of the team. So a good example is our digital marketing manager. It was something that we implemented couple of years back when digital marketing really started to take over in the student housing and multifamily space. And his sole responsibility is to oversee and come up with, work with agency partners to come up with very robust digital marketing strategy for each individual property and each individual market. And we have a few properties or a few markets where we have multiple properties or a scattered site where each individual building needs something else or serves a different demographic. So he's able to really get granular and dig in there to find out what we need to be doing to target our renter for those specific sites, even though they may be in the same market, just different sides of campus. And so from that, he's able to work hand in hand since the team is blended with the regional sales manager that might oversee those properties in that market to execute the plan and to get that digital strategy rolled out. So it's been very beneficial for us to just be under one umbrella, one big squad. Rebrand is another really good example and cool way that it has been beneficial to be one team. The marketing arm of the team is going to come up with what that really cool brand looks like or work with the agency partner to be sure that we have the right branding and messaging and all the really cool things that come with the rebrand. And then the sales arm of the team is going to take that rebrand and roll it out the right way at the property to make sure that penetrate the market the right way. So it's been a game changer for us to be blended. It makes things a lot more efficient. And in 2024, it's one of our very big company goals to focus on efficiency and ways that we can streamline things. And that is one of the ways that we came into this year and it's been leaps and bounds better.
Sounds like it's working. So with such a wide geographic reach that you guys have, projects, they're going to be marketed very differently, Florida versus, you know, or Canada even, right? So how do you work with the agency to personalize that messaging?
Yep. So we do. We actually have a vendor partner that we 50-50 every day profit, just all things are our number one go-to, and that is also very beneficial. They're actually based in the great state of Texas. They are our go-to partner for branding. They're our go-to partner for the new development for when you're rendering floor plans and things like that. Messaging, copy for websites. We just got a really cool award this year for our website project with them. And what we did, because we're a third-party management company, we don't own and operate. We just operate. So one of the things we were able to do is streamline the website process, the onboarding of a new deal, and how their marketing and branding, how we go about that through the website by coming up with kind of four standard templates that we use across the portfolio and are able to easily onboard properties when we get them onto one of those templates that meet their demographic need, resonates with the renter. But that project has been successful for us because it makes us be super efficient. So once we onboard a property, we're able to tap into that agency partner and say, template C is going to go really well with this specific brand in this specific market for these specific renters. And so we're able to implement that fairly quickly, a lot faster than most companies probably can with those custom websites that they're doing. And it still has a very custom feel to it. So even though it's a template, there's still a lot of different things that you can do to make sure that it is exactly what your property needs. So that's been really cool to do with an agency partner. And it's been great to have them because they know the ins and outs of how we work. They know right. The lingo, student housing lingo, is very different than multifamily and any other housing there. So they're familiar with that. They're familiar with what our renters need. So that's been great. But that's one of the most efficient things that we've done, to implement that partnership with an agent that is our go-to for everything. We even utilize promotional.
So it sounds like you're not having to reinvent the wheel every time. I mean, that's the downside of engaging with lots of different partners, right?
You know what I always say? No need to reinvent the wheel, but there's nothing wrong with putting some new rims on it. Things change and things evolve, especially in marketing. So we're able to do that. We're very tapped into what's trending, market to market. So it's been very helpful.
Very cool. So there's geographic differences. What about differences between urban sites and suburban sites? Low rise, high rise. How do you approach those differently?
Yeah. I mean, from a strategy standpoint, we saw some really big rate increases across the board at all of our different across the country. But I think for the most part, those sites that are in those tier one and tier two markets where they're big D1 universities or the household income is there are a lot of wealthy families in the area, things like that, we're able to go in and customize the strategy to really be able to reach those renters where they are. And so with sites that are in tier three market, where the university or the college is a lot smaller, there we might be servicing a trade school or something like that, we're able to go in and then customize the strategy to include maybe some extra ways to just really push the value of the property. Most of those renters are looking for the best value. So I like to start there, depending on which tier the market is in or what kind of property it is. For the most part, any of our properties that are in major cities, Chicago, you know, Miami, we have some co-living deals in big major cities. We're able to hit the ground with brand awareness pretty quickly and spread it pretty quickly. Whereas in some of the other markets where we're not in those high rises, they're more garden-style apartments and lots of big competitors, markets like that, we have go in there and take our time with how we want to approach our renters and target them. There's a wide variety of who those renters are. So we have to be a little bit more strategic in those markets because the word doesn't spread as quickly as they do in tier one and tier two high rise, big city living. So we start with brand awareness at all deals. Doesn't matter what market, what type of property it is, but we really try to go in there and identify who our renter is, who our demographic is going to be that we need to target. And then build the strategy that the cost for marketing, cost for lead and lease is obviously going to be more or for tier one, tier two, you know, large, a big bed property. Just a lot more heads that you have to get on beds in markets like that versus tier three markets that don't necessarily have to do as much word of mouth what it's going to do is going to take a little longer, but the marketing budgets are significantly smaller. For the most part, the only time they're not is if the market is not performing. If you just do a little bit more to get create the urgency and get more of a pipeline. But typically, we approach them all the same. We start with brand awareness, and from there, work our way through the leasing season. So that's our approach, it's market by market.
And I imagine the rent's reflective of the different budgets that you have as well. I can only assume.
I can get it created if I wanted, but you're building a brand from scratch, right? It's like new architecture, biggest new hot thing on the market. You really have to be thoughtful and intentional with how you spend those dollars, but it requires more to build a brand for brand. So those budgets are always friendlier. I love a good new development.
For sure. I'd be curious, what are you seeing in the last, say, 12, 24 months? What are the things that appeal most to prospective renters when they're looking at new and existing properties?
So I would say convenience is going to be number one. I'm seeing more and more products be heavily amenitized. Okay. And what those projects look like have changed, right? We've always had heavily amenitized properties in student housing and in multifamily for the most part. But how I'm seeing it shift is what those amenities look like. So no longer is your typical fitness center and three business center with printing enough. Our renters, both on the multifamily and student side, are looking for podcast rooms and multi-purpose rooms where they can record their own videos and things like that. Stuff that's very influencer friendly. I don't think that will change significantly over the next couple of years. I think that is here to stay, right? Social media is here to stay for sure. That has definitely been a game changer in drawing in renters and seeing what that interest looks like. Every year we conduct focus groups, and this year we focused on multifamily, get some feedback from our renters on how they want to be marketed to, what they like to see, what things should be included in upcoming new development projects, and amenities ranked really high on the list, but they weren't things that they're actually going to use. I'm seeing that convenience be top of their list. That's is their proximity to restaurants and local hotspots and public transportation, things like that, washers and dryers, things that really create that value for them. Because I think they're willing to pay top dollar if it's convenient and if that value is there. We like to focus on those things. Some of the projects that we're working on for the next leasing season and for 2026, we're already breaking ground and planning for 2026, as you know. Every chance I get to make sure that feedback is in my developer gear, I'm like, hey, this is strange. We need to make sure we're close for room. We need to make sure we're close to the brand. So things like that are really drawing people in. That stuff really matters.
So do you feel like it's still a pretty competitive environment out there?
For sure. And there's some big spot that we're seeing it like, I mean, crazy saturation. Gainesville, Florida is a good example. How are people finding grass to even build in this part? But I mean, Gainesville is a really good example of that. The Tempe market, I mean, we saw this really big plateau with leasing at the beginning of spring where things just stopped, and it's because renters were like, wait a minute, I'm not paying $1,500 a month for a four-bedroom apartment. So renters are very sophisticated, and they know what they want, and they know what they're not really for. In some of the markets where it's going to be a madhouse until the end, fight to the finish, seeing it so much more than other markets.
How do you stay on top of all of this? I'm thinking about some of the latest tech, maybe even some AI. Yeah. Tell us if these things are in your arsenal and how you use them.
Last year made the big shift. That's what I've been calling it, the big shift. If I know a lot of companies are still doing research and figure out what product fits them best. And I think that's the right thing to do, to start with research, because not everything's going to fit every company. So for us, we have partnered with an AI company, really well known. They're called MetaLeap. And we have been doing some really good work with them. So we launched the flagship AI, which was the leasing AI. And what that does is nurture all of our incoming leads. So our marketing dollars are hard at work, generating quality leads and focused on lead gen. And the lease steps in and helps us focus on capture and nurture beyond that. And so we implemented that. And because of the success, we've seen our tours go up 20% since COVID. We've seen a numerous amount of leads get over the leasing finish line in a much shorter amount of time than we were seeing post-COVID. very successful. And because of that, we are going to expand and launch some other AIs within. So AIs to include maintenance and voice, the technology that they're working with is just so advanced. It is mind-blowing. I'm like, wow. Where was this when I was a leasing consultant 10 years ago? Or you know what I mean? Like it's so mind-blowing, but it's super efficient and very helpful for the five teams. It really does remove some of those high-touch tasks that they have to do, take that off their plate so that they can focus on the resident experience. As I'm sure you know, results in renewals and more leasing and just making their lives much. Another really cool tool that was implemented is self-guided tour, which has been fascinating for me. I'm learning something new every day about it. But what it is we're partnering with 424 for self-guided tours. And what it does is allow our renters, especially on the multi-family, to be able to tour at their convenience. And the office is closed, or if they work really late, their schedule just don't allow for them to come in, but they really want to come take a look before they make a commitment. But if they are able to use an application to schedule and do that right through our website, and it allows for the teams to input board prompts and a script and things like that to for them without them needing an agent. So saves our property a lot of money. You always a human resource there to complete. You no longer have to. That's been very beneficial for us and our partners. Mm-hmm. Really great as well. We've seen some really good conversion results because our partners did that. So the use of some of that technology, the results that we're getting. So I've been very excited to see the shift, and I think it'll only get better.
That's great. So post-COVID, I'm seeing renters more comfortable, more, say, savvy, viewing, interacting with marketing content remotely, not necessarily having to go to the site, especially if they're a prospective student. They may not know where they're going to be living just yet, and they may not be able to do a site visit. Are you seeing that as well?
So we do. Back to those friendly budgets with new development.
Yeah.
We don't have a product to show for those deals because they're getting ill. So we have really cool partnership with agencies that create that content for us that, that'll come out, get some drone footage, and utilize our rendering to really create that virtual experience for us. But yes, we're seeing more and more students and multifamily renters that may be locating or in the process of making a housing decision, but just don't have the time to be able to come in and have all of the necessary tools that they need right from the website to be able to still experience for Matterport tour, something that we do a lot of. Also virtual tours, panoramic tours. I have it all. Our floor plans are 3D for most sites, if not all, so that the renter feels like at my convenience, if this is all I can do to really understand what it's like to live at the property or to see what my floor plan options are. We try to make it as easy as possible for those different platforms. So they've been very helpful.
Just want to follow up on that last question. Are you allocating your resources differently post-COVID as a result of the new kind of renter preference?
Definitely are. If our renters on both the multifamily and the student side, we really need to be able to meet them where they are. And so because of the technology, our teams are able to spend more time focused on the resident experience or focused on brand awareness and building the brand, making relationships in the community that their market, that their properties are in. So we're able to allocate their time differently. With all of the change in technology, there's so much access to reporting and things, but things that we would typically spend a large amount of time having to dive into. So I think that that's been very beneficial. And that way we can also reallocate our time into finding new rims for our tires. And that's been beneficial for us on the corporate side as well.
That's great. That's really interesting to hear. If you can, share with us a success story, something. Can you point to a particular project or a particular thing that has really been game-changing for you?
Yeah, I actually have a favorite new development project that brought on board this fall was our first time opening the doors for fall of 23. So this has been our first stable year, but the property is in West Midtown Atlanta, and it's a big beat, over 600 beds. And as you can imagine, Atlanta is a busy city. So we service Georgia Tech, but where the property is located, you're going to get a lot of young professional traffic as well as Georgia Tech, because it's not like right in campus. But this specific area, she's a very busy city. So we opened the door. That first year was just such a struggle. The initial year was a struggle because it was hard to identify who our renter was, just because our amenities were great. We had some really good retail space, but because we did the development of the actual apartments and a different developer did the retail, the schedule got off. We got off schedule and things got crazy. Fast forward though, we were able to open the apartment complex on time while they still were able to see all the conflict, but the retail still wasn't finished. And so we really struggled to get to budgeted occupants to our goals. And this year has been our first stabilized year, retail open, going, and the property hit 95% recently, which is crazy. It basically leased itself because of all of the hard work that went into the development and into those, getting those retail spaces open and getting really hot location. And those retail spaces are Five Guys is one. They have a Starbucks, just some really cool things that attract young professionals and student renters. But the property has been a really great success this year. And they're utilizing those AI tools that I talked about. They have self-paced tours. Like, it just is like the model property spot. I'm not kidding. If you're ever in Atlanta, go for Theory Interlock. It is beautiful. It's a beautiful project. It was really cool to watch it go from struggle to glow up.
Absolutely. Right. Well, yeah, it's funny. We have several projects in Atlanta right now. It's a real hot spot all of a sudden. So yeah. Very exciting. I'm sure I'll get out there. What then do you think would you attribute to the success? Is it just really good timing? That's often what it comes down to. It's a great location. What do you think really pushed it over the hurdle?
So I think it's a few things. I think the people piece is very important. We had the right team in there from the start. We're able to get in there and be stick with us through the struggle of getting a timeline, just to the left or right and another left along the way. And then our development team is very intentional with the products that they build, from floor plan type all the way through materials that they're going to use, their interior designer that they select. Their location is just, you can't beat it for a West Midtown apartment complex. I mean, what a busy and like popping area of Atlanta. Okay. And they were just able to get in there and get it right, even down to the retailer that they were able to rent out to. I think that they were very intentional with this project, and that's what it for sure.
It sounds like there are a lot of lessons here that you can take away and apply to the next one.
Yes.
That's the big idea, right? Awesome. Well, I could do this for another hour, but we need to start wrapping things up. So many things I've learned. Really appreciate your time and sharing your experience with us. Thank you so much, Elena. Great to see you.
Thank you for having me. It's been awesome. Cool.
Well, with that, we'll wrap things up and I will see you next time. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.